From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. 1 in 10 babies along Minnesota's North Shore are born with unhealthy levels of mercury in their bodies. That, according to a new report on contamination around Lake Superior. Researchers at the Minnesota Department of Health said they found that some of the 1,465 children they tested had very high concentrations. Mercury is a pollutant that can cause neurological damage and is distributed around the world primarily by coal-fired power plants. Researchers also found that the Minnesota infants were more likely to have unhealthy mercury levels in their blood than their counterparts in Wisconsin and Michigan. According to Pat McCann, the research scientist who conducted the study for the Health Department and the Environmental Protection Agency, babies born in the summer months had more mercury than those born in winter. Quote, "This seasonal effect suggests that increased consumption of locally caught fish during the warm months is an important source of pregnant women's mercury exposure in this region," said McCann. She went on to say people could be eating enough fish to cause exposures that we are concerned about. A mother eating as few as 2 meals per week of fish high in mercury could cause newborn blood levels to reach unacceptable levels. That includes large walleyes or northerns from Northland Lakes. The state warns women and children not to eat any walleye over 20 inches or northern pike over 30 inches. Mercury goes into the air when coal and other fossil fuels are burned and then falls back to Earth. In the United States, about half of all mercury emissions come from coal-fired power plants. In Minnesota, taconite plants also are a large source. Between 2008 and 2010, blood samples were taken from infants born around the Lake Superior Basin. The majority by far were from Minnesota, where the basin extends from Duluth to Hibbing and up along the shore to the Canadian border. In all, 8% of the babies had blood concentrations above the EPA health standard, up to 1,000 times higher in some cases. In Minnesota, 10% of the blood samples had mercury levels above the healthy standard. The level of Lake Superior dropped 3 inches in January, about the usual decline for the month, according to the International Lake Superior Board of Control. The lake now sits 13 inches below the long-term average for the 1st of February and 3 inches below the level at this time in 2011. The Lake Superior area generally saw below normal snowfall for the month. Lakes Michigan and Huron fell their usual 1 inch for January and now sit 13 inches below their long-term average, but 7 inches above the February 1st, 2011 level. Senator Al Franken is introducing legislation to make courthouses more secure. Franken says the Local Courthouse Safety Act would provide courts with access to security training and give states authority to use existing grant money to improve security. The legislation comes in the wake of a shooting in northern Minnesota's Cook County Courthouse. That shooting left 2 people injured with multiple gunshot wounds. The bill is co-sponsored by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator John Boozman, a Republican from Arkansas. Boozman's state also experienced a courthouse shooting in recent months. He says eliminating red tape will give local courts access to equipment like metal detectors. Jim Franklin, executive director of the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, estimates most rural courthouses in Minnesota have no metal detectors. At least one judge has also voiced safety concerns. Cook County Republican caucus-goers went for Rick Santorum. According to local GOP Secretary Mary Petz, Santorum garnered 33 of the 67 votes cast on Tuesday night. 20 votes went to Ron Paul, 6 to Romney, and 4 to Gingrich. There were 2 undecided GOP votes, and 1 for John Davis Jr., and 1 for, quote, anyone who can beat Obama. On the DFL side, 66 caucus straw poll votes out of a total of 70 went to former Congressman Rick Nolan in his bid to represent the 8th District in Congress. Terrell Clark and Jeff Anderson each received 1 vote. According to DFL caucus reporter Denny Fitzpatrick, President Obama won 99% of the presidential votes. DFLers offered resolutions opposing sulfide mining if those mines threatened local waters, and they also endorsed ranked voting for state and local elections. An environmental coalition is asking this year's presidential candidates for a pledge to continue an extensive restoration of the Great Lakes and action to keep the lakes free of Asian carp. The Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition said this week it has sent the request to the campaigns of President Barack Obama and Republican hopefuls Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. It seeks a commitment to keep funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is targeting ecological problems such as invasive species, toxic hotspots, polluted runoff from farms and cities, and the declining wildlife habitat. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.